Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend David Adler. David is the author of Snap Judgment, When to Trust Your Instincts, When to Ignore Them, etc., etc. That's the subtitle of his book. And David, tell us how we can find your book and how can we find you.
You can find the book on Amazon. That's the best way to find it. You can get to me through Amazon, too.
All right. And do you have your own website?
I do not have my own book.
Well, you need to get your own website. What's the problem?
I guess because I write for so many different publications, I don't have one that's mine.
You should have one of your own though. I'm gonna keep bugging you till you do one, David.
Okay, I appreciate that. And mostly, I'm also writing. I know you have a small business audience. I write a lot for institutional investors now as well.
Good for you. All right.
For Institutional Investor Magazine.
David, I'm trying to think of which prime minister it was, that Chamberlain or somebody like that was talking about the run up to World War II or something like. I've forgotten exactly what was going on. Steve Forbes told the story years ago, and I've forgotten. But one of his aides, one of this prime minister's aides, says, "What do you think will determine the election this year, Mr. Prime Minister?" And he said, "Events, my dear boy, events." Yeah, and so I think, you know, while Barack Obama, President Obama, was, you know, making his plans for his next campaign to be reelected, he's experiencing some of Chamberlain's events, isn't he, right now with the Egyptian thing. And so I wonder if all the things that we've been talking about that were going to be on the table for the next campaign, I wonder if it's possible that the Middle East situation, what's going on in Egypt and other places right now, couldn't be the defining moment of Mr. Obama's presidency.
Yeah, I would say it's more than possible. I would say it's probable. How's that?
Yeah.
Since it already is a defining moment, the question is, would it be the way the Carter administration was defined by Iran? And let's not forget the oil prices that went up after that.
Right.
Again, the Egyptians claim they're not completely as Islamists, but let's not forget that Obama's major foreign policy initiative was the Cairo speech,
remind us about what that was all about, David.
Well, before we even get to the speech, the first foreign country he visited was Turkey to show his sort of open hand towards Islam.
Didn't he feel that he needed to heal some wounds that he believed that President Bush had created?
Correct,
and with Islam.
Yes, and by giving the speech, he would sort of change the relationship between the U.S. and the Islamic world.
Right.
People don't really talk about the speech so much anymore since the Islamic world seems to have moved forward regardless of the speech.
Now, you're talking about the Cairo speech or the...
The Cairo speech.
Yeah. Which after Turkey, he went to Cairo. Go ahead.
Yeah. I don't think many people would say they either have been particularly effective in healing the wound. But we'll see what happens next.
Right. And by the way, my crack team has reported to me that I was off by a generation. It was Macmillan back in the 60s, I guess. But anyway, in my events, my dear boy, my events thing. Talk to us about the Cairo speech. What did the Cairo speech sort of create? Ultimately, is that going to come back to haunt Mr. Obama?
It might, because the question is whether the Islamists saw that as a green light to proceed based on what he said. They read it.
Is that a stretch, though? I mean, isn't Egypt more about Tunisia than it is about Obama's speech?
I would agree with what you said. That's true. But I'm just saying in the background, there is,
it does make people revisit the words of his speech, doesn't it?
The speech did seem not too severe. It was sort of quite accepting.
Yeah.
So really, it's not about the speech now. It's the policy, and I don't know to what degree the U.S. can affect the outcome of Egypt.
Do you think
But again, the amount
US...
of aid falling into Egypt, which is sort of keeping many people alive there, and support for the military, that might conflict with, a hands-off attitude.
Do you think that the U.S. was blindsided by what happened in Egypt?
Yeah, clearly that the U.S. didn't have any solid warnings. It wasn't really thinking about it.
Not much feet on the ground, apparently, keeping up with this. Not to sound opportunistic, but I mean, isn't this one of the knocks on Democrat presidents? Is they're not that they seem to be surprised by these kinds of things more than, say, Republicans. And, you know, even the Republicans have their own policy issues. I mean, foreign policy issues. I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying this seems to be the knock on them, doesn't it?
Well, certain Democratic presidents. How's that? Is that a more neutral statement? Again, Jimmy Carter might be the example.
Well, see, Jimmy Carter's like off the scale, wacko, incompetent, feckless, the worst president America ever had. So I would never, you know, I'm not a big Obama fan, but I would never insult him enough to call him Jimmy Carter.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. I don't mind being not neutral about Jimmy Carter. I'm very specific about Jimmy Carter. But go ahead. What were you saying?
But when Jimmy Carter sort of was originally feckless with the Shah and didn't know what to do and didn't want to support the military and just welcomed whatever came out of the country.
Yeah. So okay, we're going to take a quick break. Very interesting thoughts there, David, on this. And it is, you know, consequences, you know, there are consequences from your behavior. And I just wonder if maybe President Obama, you know, was standing there looking over that speech that he gave in Cairo and, you know, wondering, okay, maybe I shouldn't have, you know, maybe I should have given the speech in Amman, Jordan, or somewhere else, you know, maybe Morocco.
Well, we could just look at the State of the Union, just to quickly draw this to a close. The State of the Union 2 weeks ago, this really was not on the radar of that.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Yeah, you're right about that. That wasn't even part of the discussion. Quick break, right back with David Adler after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Cross the Mersey, cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.